Good morning. It's me, Eileen, and welcome to Faith in Politics. I wanted to jump on this morning and really kind of give you what the Lord has been showing me and showing us that maybe we haven't connected these dots. So I'm going to give a second for people to hop on and let the algorithm work, because I think today's message is really important. Because there's a lot that's going on, and what the Lord has shown me is we're not connecting the dots. And so he had me put up a post this morning, and I'm going to connect some dots for people to see with their eyes. Because a lot of times, New Orleans is really so oppressed that sometimes we can't connect the dots and we can't see. So the Lord called me to connect some dots as well as give some information on the responsibilities of that administration so people can know exactly what's going on and who's responsible for what. So if you're just jumping on, welcome to Faith in Politics with me, Eileen. I'm really kind of excited about today's word, but also kind of like saddened because a lot of us haven't put these together. But the message the Lord gave me this morning when it prompted me to put this together was John 16:33. He said, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I overcome the world." So with that being said, actually I'm going to read it to you and then kind of go into what the Lord gave me. So the word was, the Lord has allowed New Orleans to have many shakings to get our mind right. For example, the recall. We've had 9 months of drought. We have lots of churches who are losing their followers. Clearly, everybody sees that the Catholic Church is under judgment. Our living conditions are oppressive in New Orleans. We have a fog. We've been seeing that for over a week. We have it, you know, had accidents this morning. The river has salt in it. You know, our children are rebellious. The bloodshed in the streets, and we can go on and on. And so I wanted to come in here and say, hey, New Orleans, do you see these dots? Are you connecting them? Are we even recognizing that the Lord has us in judgment and he's trying to get our attention and we aren't paying attention to him? So it's going to keep coming unless we humble ourselves and turn back to him. That's just what it is, because he sent hurricanes. He sent all kind of stuff to really get our mind right. And the line in the sand has been drawn. Let me be clear. The line in the sand has been drawn. So what is going on in the world and what is going on in New Orleans and even what is going on in hip hop? I said this starting about 2 years ago. I said, the Lord is coming for his dance. The Lord is coming for his music. The Lord is coming for his stuff. The Lord is coming for his government. The Lord is coming for his churches. So that's what you're seeing. The Lord is coming, and he's not just coming, he's coming hard. He is here. He is putting it in our faces. And so he is showing you and convicting hearts to say, hey, this is what's going on. You have people who are speaking up. You know, he had me reading the book of Jeremiah. And for y'all who know the book of Jeremiah, it is a book of judgment. It is not a fun book. But that is what we're seeing. And that's what we're walking in, because we're not paying attention to the Lord. We can act like he doesn't exist, but it's not going to work out well for anybody. And so with that being said, I am trying to wake up New Orleans and saying, hey, all the stuff we're dealing with is judgment, because we've been acting a plumb fool. Think about the things that we do in New Orleans. I don't even need to count them, but I can start with, people like to say that we're the voodoo capital of the world. Now you can go down the list in your head of all the other things that New Orleans prides itself on. Even the word pride, the Lord, that's one of the things the Lord detests, pride. Well, let's look at our leaders. When the Lord comes to judge us, who does he start with? He starts with our leaders. What have you been seeing in government? Judgment. What have you been seeing in the churches who are supposed to be leading the flock? Judgment. New Orleans is a huge Catholic community. What are you seeing in the Catholic Church right now? Judgment. So I need people to open their minds and think about what's going on around them and look with their spiritual eyes. We are spiritual beings living in the earth. Hard stop. We have a supernatural life. That's what it is. You know, people go to fortune tellers and sorcerers and voodoo priestess, and you know, they get their palms read and they get their cards read, and you go to all these things, you know, you sage your house, you get crystals, you do all these things. So you believe, you just don't want to believe that Jesus Christ could be real. Well, why not? If you can go read your horoscope every morning, if you can stand by your sign, if you can believe that about you, ooh, that's me, that's who I am. If you can believe that, why can't you believe that there's another side of the supernatural? Well, there is, and it's the Holy Spirit. The Lord left us the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. That is the supernatural good. That is the side that we're supposed to be working with. We are not supposed to be working in witchcraft. And if you are, what I'm going to say is, I hope this convicts you and you turn away from sin and you go back to the Lord. All you have to do is repent. Lord, I'm sorry, and turn away from it. That's all he's asking you to do. He's not asking us to go, you know, lay down and beat ourselves up. That is not what he's calling us to do. He loves us. He said, hey, y'all, he's our father. It's like a parent. A parent wants you to get back in line. That's exactly what it is. And when we're rebellious, we're like, oh, we don't think that this is something that's going to last. Y'all, judgment can come down from 3 to 4 generations. What do we see in the city of New Orleans? Judgment is coming down on 3 and 4 generations. You're like, why are the kids acting like this? Why are they so rebellious? It's in your Bibles. It's because we've been acting a plumb fool and we turned away from him. He sent hurricanes. He sent the recall. I didn't do that just because I thought it was a great idea. Do I think that there is oppression in our government? Do I think our government isn't doing us right by the people? Absolutely, 100% 10 toes down. They are not doing what they're supposed to be doing to take care of us and take care of the city. And so that is what you're seeing. The Lord is giving us judgment because we're not listening. And in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah actually started preaching. He was about 20 years old. And he was like, Lord, I'm too young to go say all this. They're not going to listen to me. The Lord said, go and say what I tell you to say. And that's what he did. And that's what I'm doing. And that's what you see a lot of people who are rising up. That's what you see D1 doing. He is speaking up, and he is speaking up the words that the Lord gave him. And he's speaking up in his sphere of influence. I spoke up in my sphere of influence. People are supposed to speak up in their sphere of influence. All this stuff about the Lord says don't judge. Everybody loves to jump on Proverbs 31 because that's the type of woman they want, right? Well, guess what? 2 verses before that, the Lord tells you to open your mouth and to judge righteously for the poor and the oppressed. Did we forget that part? Well, that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be speaking up. You're not going to change anything if we don't speak up. So just to connect those dots again for people who may not see what's going on in the city of New Orleans. Y'all, we had the recall politically. We had the judgment on the Catholic Church, the church. You have D1 speaking up in the music industry, music. You see the environment, the fog, the salt in the river. Our children are rebelling. All of this stuff happening aren't coincidences. There are no coincidences. The Lord is trying to get our minds right without basically knocking us over. So we are under oppression, and the only way it's going to change is when we change. And we can change it starting in our households. We can pray, we can worship, and we can speak up. That's what he's calling us to do. We've been quiet for way too long. Whatever you are in, if you are in the school system, speak up. If you are in the health industry, speak up. If you are in the banking industry, speak up. If you are in the housing industry, speak up. If you are in the justice industry with judges and courts and things of that nature, speak up. Whatever you see that is not working, it is time for us to speak up. We have been quiet for way too long, and clearly that is not working, and that is not what we are called to do. We are called to speak up. Everybody says you're not supposed to judge. Well, guess what? They're not reading their Bible because they do not know what the Lord said. Oh, you're not supposed to do this. The Lord doesn't cause harm. Do y'all read your Bibles? How many times did the Lord send a prophet to go speak and to warn the people? Bunches of time in the Bible. Bunches of time in the Bible, he sends his prophets to warn. But lots of times people don't listen. Sometimes they do. Well, guess what? He is sending us to speak up. And so that's what I'm going to do. And so with that being said, this isn't going to be a long one today. I like to really equipped you with some information so you have knowledge. So a lot of people don't know or understand the responsibilities of the administration. And that's what I found when I was doing the recall. So I'm going to give you three responsibilities of the mayor, of the administration, that they are supposed to be taking care of for your needs in the city of New Orleans and for the residents. And so this is in the Home Rule Charter. Go read it. It is online. You can find it on the city council's website or on NOLA.gov. So the mayor shall have the power and shall be required to. I'm going to give you these three. You're going to love them. This is E. Study, devise, and implement programs to improve housing and neighborhood conditions in the city. That is the responsibility of the mayor. Study, devise, and implement programs to foster economic development in the city. That is the responsibility of the mayor. Provide for cooperation and coordination among criminal justice agencies and officials. That is the responsibility of the mayor. So everybody say, oh, that's not their job. The city council, that's this, that's the judges, that's this. No, y'all. The responsibilities of the mayor, and I'm going to repeat them one more time. This is just three, and this is coming directly out of the Home Rule Charter for the City of New Orleans. The mayor shall have the power and shall be required to study, devise, and implement programs to improve housing and neighborhood conditions in the city. Study, devise, and implement programs to foster economic development in the city. Provide for cooperation and coordination among criminal justice agencies and officials. Hard stop. It's not a question of is this her responsibility. It's written in the Home Rule Charter. So when you say, oh, they're not responsible for this, or oh, they're not responsible for that, yes, she is. And so we have a lack of it in the city of New Orleans, and we have a strong mayor system. If you do not understand what a strong mayor system, let me give you the short version. We have a mayor council system in the city of New Orleans, and we have a strong mayor system. The mayor is over all of the departments in the city of New Orleans, and she is has her hand in, I'd say, 99% of the commissions, if not 100%. She is the president of Sewage and Water Board. Hello. She chooses people on the Hano board. She chooses people on NORD Commission. She chooses the head of NORD. The mayor has her hand in everything. And I'm not saying it's just this mayor. This is the mayor's responsibilities, but she is the current mayor at this time. And she is responsible to be taking care of the residents, and it's not happening. And so when we understand who is responsible for what, then we can start directing our conversations in that direction. And the council, what are they responsible for? Legislative authority. They make the laws. The mayor executes the laws. That's how it works. Short version. So with this information, I ask you to open your minds. Yes. Ooh, don't start me there. And somebody wrote, and all the witchery from the religions and the politicians. I wasn't going to go there, but since you posted it, I would really like each of you to pay attention to the hearts of your politicians, of your religious leaders, of the people in the industries, the music you listen to, and everything else. Even people around you. Everybody is working with a team. There's only two teams, y'all. Good and evil. It is what it is. Y'all know that whether you want to, recognize it or not. Here's your wake-up call. Even when we were kids, y'all know you used to watch the cartoons and they had the good angel and the bad angel sitting on your shoulders. Like, which one are you going to listen to? Well, that's real. It really is real. And so witchcraft is real. And parts of witchcraft are manipulation and control. Who's manipulating and controlling right now? Open your mind to that, because it is absolutely 100% going on in the city of New Orleans. Many New Orleanians are being manipulated, and it's time for people to wake up, to think for themselves, and to turn back to the Lord. Y'all, we are a predominantly Christian city. I don't care what sect of Christianity you're from. If you're Baptist, if you're Southern Baptist, if you're Pentecostal, if you're Methodist, if you're I don't care. Catholic, I don't care. We all believe in Jesus Christ, right? We're all supposed to love thy neighbor. If we really believe in Jesus Christ and we go to a Sunday service, we can't just do it on Sundays. We have to do it every day because that's what the devil wants. He's like, oh yeah, just go do it for an hour a week. Good, because I'm going to take all these other days and all these other hours and handle my business. And that's what's going on. You see rebellion in our schools. You see fights with our kids. You see all of this other stuff. And the line has been drawn in the sand and the Lord is not playing with us. So I'm coming on to hopefully connect some of these dots for you so you can see what's going on in the city of New Orleans is not a coincidence. It's not an accident. It's not just happening. It's not like, oh, this, that, or the other. We are under judgment and we are getting our issue because there's in God's will and there's out of God's will. Two sides. Pick one. When you're in God's will, you may get corrected, but it's not going to be debilitating. He loves us. We're his children. He's going to correct us. He said, hey, y'all, that's not good for you. Come back over here. But if you're out of his will, that's the devil knocking you around. And he's going to be saying sweet nothings in your ear like, oh, yes, okay. And then come around and stab you in the back. So I hope this reaches everyone that it needs to and open your minds to living differently in the world, because it's time we humble ourselves and get our minds right, because that's what the Lord is calling us to do. Get our minds right. So New Orleans, I love y'all. And I just pray for each and every one of you to start in your household, start in your church, and speak up where the Lord calls you and what he convicts you to do, because now is the time to speak up. I want to encourage you. You have a kingdom family. We are rising up in New Orleans. Everyone may not be vocal, but I really see it happening. And shout out to D1 for speaking up in his sphere of influence and doing what the Lord has called him to do, because he is on assignment and I am just so excited to see it. Those with eyes to see and ears to hear can see that D1 is walking his assignment from the Lord, and shout out to him for being obedient and doing that. So thank you all for tuning in to Faith and Politics with Eileen, and I will see what's my thoughts on the Landry transition team. What are my thoughts? I think, you know, when you ask for something, you get it. Y'all remember Saul, the book, the King Saul that came right before David? The people asked for a king. The Lord had judges over them and prophets. And, you know, they were supposed to be, giving them information, but the people were like, no, we want a king. We want a king. They want to be like every other nation. But God was like, no, y'all are my people. I don't need to rule you that way. You know, just if you follow me and you do what I require of you, you're going to be all right. You don't need a king to reign over you. But they begged for one. They begged for one. So going into Landry, but I'm going to bring that into the Cantrell administration. That's what happened. The Cantrell administration was there and they lost their covering from the Lord. And it's buck wild. And so the Lord is choosing different leaders to rise up and to take their place. But during that, it wasn't fun under Saul. They were getting their issue. And so when we don't rise up and stand up, we get our issue. We get judgment. So that's what's happening right now. We're getting our issue and we're getting judgment because we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. So the Lord oppressed his people. If y'all read your Bibles, Lord was like, hey, you know, you're going to pray to me and I'm going to turn my back to you. You're not going to see my face because that's what you did to me. He's like, I'm going to correct you. Now, he's like, I'm going to keep you in that season. You're not going to die, but you're going to learn your lesson. And so that's what's going on in New Orleans. He's like, y'all haven't listened? Okay, you're going to learn your lesson. I'm going to put you in a situation where you learn your lesson. So before I make a decision, and even on the war and with Israel and Hamas, I don't make decisions without going to the Lord. I'm not on anybody's side. I'm on the Lord's side. I love everybody. But if he is bringing judgment on somebody, he's going to bring judgment. That is not for me to get involved in. That is not for me to pray against what the Lord has. And so a lot of us have that twisted right now. Does the Lord bring judgment on his people, Israel? Yes. But is the Lord going to fight against evil? Yes, that is the land of the Lord. That is the land of Israel. Like, I don't, like, come on. So I'm on team God. I'm on team kingdom. I'm not choosing anybody. I'm choosing good, not evil. That's what I'm choosing. And so if you're a Christian, I ask you to open your mind to that type of thinking. Stop choosing a side and choose God. We're so worried about offending everybody in the world. This group, that group, every group. Every group can speak their truth. But what about Christians speaking their truth? Do we not care about offending God? I mean, because I know God has showed up in my life a gazillion times. Actually, he showed up today for me, y'all. What did I tell you? It was 11th hour. I was like, Lord, what we doing? And y'all, he came through. I was like, oh my God, thank you. So he shows up for me all the time. I walk with him. I do not play with his word. I would not be coming on here talking about his word if he did not give it to me, because you do not want to be corrected by the Lord. I have been corrected by the Lord, and it's not fun. Let me give you a quick example before I get off here. So in 2017, the Lord required me to give a word to a high-ranking bishop in our community. And I was like, oh my gosh, Lord, I don't want to call him and tell him that. But he was like, what'd I tell you? So I was like, okay. And so it was like in the evening time. And I said, okay, I'm going to buck myself up, and then I'm going to give it to him in the morning. Well, God didn't tell me to give it to him in the morning. He told me to call him then. And so that night, it was around like 12 something. I was like, why can't I go to sleep? Why am I not sleepy? Lord said he didn't listen. I was like, what? Y'all, that entire night, I could not physically go to sleep. It is the most interesting feeling I've ever felt. It is where I learned obedience, but I could not sleep. I yearned to go to sleep. I wanted to go to sleep so bad. My body wanted to go to sleep, but I could not. And so at 9 o'clock that morning, when I felt like it was a reasonable hour, I called him and I delivered the word. And guess what? He confirmed it. He said, you're absolutely right. Somebody just gave me this the other day in your confirmation. And I was like, ooh, Lord, the Lord will never put you to shame. If he tells you to do something, that's what you're required to do. And so do it. And so that's how I learned obedience. I've learned obedience in other ways, but that was the first time where it was upfront in my face, and it was not something that I could deny. That was just like a coincidence or an accident. I physically could not go to sleep, and it was the most interesting feeling I have ever felt. And the Lord does not play with us. And so, you know, he is very slow to anger, and he loves us just like a parent loves their child. But just like a parent loves their child, correction comes. And so it's so funny to me because, you know, so many people in New Orleans are like, it's the parents, it's the parents, it's the parents. Well, are the parents submitted to who? Who are the parents submitted to? Who are we submitted to? Are we submitted to our father, to our parent? Are we being good children to our parent? If we're good children to our parent, then that shows in our children. Will they be perfect? No. Everybody's going to make mistakes. But the Lord is there to meet you there, to show you how to do better, and to walk you with that walk and to hold your hand. And so that's what he's calling us to do, to turn away from sin. And as a city, we have been a plumb full in sin. And so when we open our minds and we start doing better, then we'll see better. But until then, it's not going to happen. And personally, I wasn't going to say this, but I am. Personally, I'm kind of disappointed in the reaction of New Orleans, or actually it shows a lot more work that we need to do with this response to D1. You know, D1 has really put himself out there. He is a servant of the Lord. Look at everything he's done in his life. And by my being a prophet, I can see it on his life. You know, I have a certain gifts, and I'm able to see certain things in people. I'm a seer. And so with that being said, the Lord definitely 100% has his hand on D1. And so if you don't believe it, you know, that's between you and the Lord. But I'm telling you, he's doing the Lord's work. And if New Orleans wants to see different, then we need to open our minds and be 10 toes behind him and support him. So many times they say, we don't support our own. We don't support our own. Well, this is a young man of God trying to do better for our children. Why would you go against that? You don't like the way that he did it? Well, guess what? When the Lord gives us an assignment, he doesn't ask your opinion. He doesn't say, hey, do you want me to do it this way so it's okay with you? He don't ask you that. Why would you think that he asked you that? The Lord tells us to turn from sin. How many of us don't want to do that? Are we going to agree with him when he says, don't drink, don't fight, don't argue, don't gossip, don't murder, don't steal, don't lie? No, that's going to convict you. You're going to be like, I don't want to do that. Well, it's sin. Arguing is actually, the Lord tells us not to argue. It makes us fools. How many people still arguing? I'm not going to argue the Lord's word. I'm going to give it to you. Witchcraft is manipulation and control. And that's what I don't do. I'm not arguing and I'm not here to control anybody. I'm here to give you information. We all have free will and everybody has to do with their soul what they want. And so, you know, everybody's like, live your truth, do this, all this. Well, guess what? Jesus, John 14, 6, Jesus is the way. I mean, is the way, the truth, the life. Jesus is the truth. Live in your truth. Jesus is the truth. So it's time to pick a side. It is what it is. You can believe it or not, but I'm going to deliver the truth and I'm going to deliver the information that the Lord tells me to deliver. And then you can do with it what you will. I'm not here to control anybody. I'm not here to manipulate anybody. I'm here to give you the information that he requires me to do. Prophets come to warn. Prophets come to equip the saints. And so that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to give you information. What you do with it, you have free will. You are responsible for your own life and your own soul. But as we've seen, lots of people in the city have not been turning to the Lord, and we see how that worked out. How about let's try the Lord? Let's see if it works. Let's see what's going on. Let's see if we can create some change in the city, because the morals and the values of the city have decreased and we have seen it. And in my opinion, it's because we've lost our neighborhoods. We've lost our faith. We've lost our core belief. We've lost our faith in the Lord. And so with that being said, you know, that's what it is. And so you can do with it what you want. And, but I pray and I hope that everyone's hearts are softened and they get turned back to the Lord, because he is our creator. And, if you can believe in supernatural things, like going by a candle and lighting it and writing somebody's name and giving food to your ancestors and all this, that, and the other. Jesus is the ultimate ancestor. He died for us. You know, he is, the Lord is our father. And so that's the one that I follow. I am a Christian. I am not in any sect of Christianity. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. I follow the Bible, and that's what we're called to do. So, and that's another thing. There's too much division in Christianity. We all need to come together and unite and get our minds right. And with that being said, I love my neighbors. I love everyone. And we're in a war of good and evil. And I